Hello, welcome to Perry on Privacy. Well, if you're in Canada like me, then you likely have an ISP like me. My ISP has actually been down for about 5 days now, and I've been sort of without internet access. It's been slightly refreshing, but also a little bit challenging. Trying to connect all the time using my mobile data, but hey, getting through it, and should be back online in a day or two, I'm told. So it's quite a the change to go through, getting used to not having high speed, unlimited internet in this day of age. And it's amazing how many things you realize you rely on that run through the internet. And another thing that I've noticed is haven't been able to watch any movies or TV shows, highlights, this sort of thing over the internet for the past week. And that's been a bit of an adjustment for me. But hey, got through it, and I've been doing lots of reading and such instead. But I was talking to the support at my ISP, and we sort of had a little bit of discussion about the CRTC rulings that are expected here in Canada. Later this year, there's some big decisions that the CRTC is about to rule on, and they could affect a lot of Canadians because a lot of Canadians do illegal downloading, they do streaming, and these sorts of things. We have Android boxes now that make the whole process very easy, and a lot of movie producers and content copyright holders are not happy about these devices. And they're going after the ISPs to try and get people to pay fines for this sort of thing. And in the US, we have seen some pretty heavy fines for copyright infringement for people that have been illegally downloading and watching movies online that they haven't paid for. And this also is coming to Canada. So in the last year, we've seen massive increases in the amount of requests that copyright holders have made to ISPs. And this is having an effect on the ISPs because it costs them money to locate the history and send these notices out. Rogers have said that it costs about $100 an hour of somebody's time in about 30 minutes. So that's about $50 to $100 to send one of these notices out. And I think last year they sent out in the hundreds, the 300 or 400, I think. And the year before that, it was much less. So this is something that's there's more and more of these notices being sent out. Now, what happens when you get one of these notices? Well, you sort of get this letter that has all these strong wording, and you've basically stolen something, is what it says, and you could be liable for a fine. So the first one's usually a warning. The second one is sort of encouraging you to pay $5,000 to avoid legal proceedings. So that's the sort of maximum amount you can pay in Canada for this sort of thing is $5,000. So they word these things in order to make you feel like you have to pay the $5,000, when in actual fact you may not have to. You could drag it out in court and potentially pay less. But they don't want to do that. They'd rather just take the 5,000 than go through court proceedings, because it could end up costing a lot more than 5,000 to go to court. And the maximum amount they can get from this is 5,000 in Canada. So what's changing at the CRTC is who's going to pay the bill for all these requests? Is it going to be the ISP, or is it going to be the copyright holder? Because these requests, they cost money to fulfill, and there's a lot more of them now. So this will likely be something that's passed down to the bill payer if it does happen. And also, I think there's going to be a lot more penalties imposed by ISPs voluntarily for for this sort of behavior with people. And that's because it's not fair for everybody to have their internet bills increase just because a few people are breaking the rules. So what could happen? Well, ISPs could potentially charge you a fine for doing this sort of activity, I expect. When I was chatting to my ISP at this past week, he said he had a letter from his ISP saying that we've detected illegal downloading and streaming from your IP address, And this was actually from Bell Canada. And they said, if this continues, we will slow down your internet. So that's throttling. And that's sort of against net neutrality, something that I know the Prime Minister here said that although America no longer has net neutrality, we will keep it in Canada. Well, it seems to me like we no longer have net neutrality here, just like in the States. And I can see these sort of things becoming more and more common. I know I had a letter sent to my address here regarding some copyright infringement for, I think it was Game of Thrones, and I don't even watch Game of Thrones, so I was quite amused by this, why I got this letter. And then I realized that I have an internet package not only for this household but also for my tenant. And my tenant used the internet, he downloaded some Game of Thrones, it came back to me as the bill payer, so I had to put a stop to that. And what did I do? I went into the firewall and I blocked peer-to-peer file sharing, because when you download these torrents, it's not just downloading to your computer, it's also allowing others to seed from it and also download from your computer. So in that actual fact, you are sharing an illegal download. And this is a much more serious crime. Non-commercial crimes like this in Canada, up to 5,000 is the fine. But if it's deemed as commercial, it can be more, they can leverage more of a fine on you. So many people, like myself, was unaware of this sort of activity, and it's up to the bill payer of the ISP to take control of their internet and make sure that there is no illegal downloading, streaming going on. And this is very hard because this sort of activity is very common here in Canada. I know that a lot of the content that I want to watch simply isn't available in North America. This could be because of television rights or censorship or whatever reason, but it makes it very difficult to even do things the right way when it's not available the right way in the first place. So a lot of people here are streaming just because it's not available legitimately. So I think the internet does need to open up a little bit here, and we need to find a solution to this, because leveraging more fines on people is not a solution. And I think people will still continue to do this. They'll just go through different ways, and we've seen a massive increase in VPNs. VPNs are now much more common, and this is a way to protect your IP so that your ISP doesn't know where the traffic is coming from. So a great idea if you are pursuing this sort of activity, I'd highly recommend a VPN. And I've actually built a new page on the XYZ with some great offers to VPNs. So you can check that out via the short link, which is xyz.am/offers. So it's a new page I've got there with some special offers, some discounts, VPNs, themes, security products, all sorts of things to help protect your privacy online, with, well, as some discounts to help you get more value for money. So it's got some interesting rulings from the CRTC. Be sure to follow the news from the CRTC in the next few months. I think it's all due before the festive season. So we could see some changes coming, and I'm very interested in this because I feel like net neutrality is under threat. And also, people could be seeing more fines because, just like net neutrality, ISPs are looking for someone to foot the bill for this sort of activity. And ISPs are saying, we don't want to pay when somebody else breaks the rules. So I would expect they're going to make some changes to the rules that are going to make it not just a $5,000 fine, but sort of smaller fines that increment as sort of the warnings go through. So the more warnings you get, the more your fine goes up. That's something that I'd expect to see. Maybe also like what Bell Canada is doing and throttling the internet for people that have been doing this sort of activity. But the best thing to do if you are going to do this activity is just get a VPN. So check out the offers page there, xyz.am/offers. And if you've got any other tips, any messages, or just want to say hi, feel free to send me a message.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.